3 Kings chapter 21. Naboth, for denying his vineyard to King Achab, is by Jezebel's commandment, falsely accused and stoned to death. For which crime Elias denounceth to Achab the judgments of God. Upon his humbling himself the sentence is mitigated. 21:1. And after these things, Naboth the Jezreelite, who was in Jezreel, had at that time a vineyard, near the palace of Achab, king of Samaria. 21:2. And Achab spoke to Naboth, saying, Give me thy vineyard, that I may make me a garden of herbs, because it is nigh, and adjoining to my house. And I will give thee for it a better vineyard. Or if thou think it more convenient for thee, I will give thee the worth of it in money. 21:3. Naboth answered him, The Lord be merciful to me, and not let me give thee the inheritance of my fathers. 21:4. And Achab came into his house angry and fretting, because of the word that Naboth, the Jezreelite, had spoken to him, saying, I will not give thee the inheritance of my fathers. And casting himself upon his bed, he turned away his face to the wall, and would eat no bread. 21:5. And Jezebel, his wife, went into him, and said to him, What is the matter that thy soul is so grieved, and why eatest thou no bread? 21:6. And he answered her, I spoke to Naboth, the Jezreelite, and said to him, Give me thy vineyard, and take money for it, or if it please thee, I will give thee a better vineyard for it. And he said, I will not give thee my vineyard. 21:7. Then Jezebel, his wife, said to him, Thou art of great authority indeed, and governest well the kingdom of Israel. Arise, and eat bread, and be of good cheer. I will give thee the vineyard of Naboth, the Jezreelite. 21:8. So she wrote letters in Achab's name, and sealed them with his ring, and sent them to the ancients, and the chief men that were in his city, and that dwelt with Naboth. 21:9. And this was the tenor of the letters. Proclaim a fast, and make Naboth sit among the chief of the people. 21:10. And suborn two men, sons of Belial, against him, and let them bear false witness, that he hath blasphemed God and the king. And then carry him out, and stone him, and so let him die. 21:11. And the men of his city, the ancients and nobles, that dwelt with him in the city, did as Jezebel had commanded them, and as it was written in the letters which she had sent to them. 21:12. They proclaimed a fast, and made Naboth sit among the chief of the people. 21:13. And bringing two men, sons of the devil, they made them sit against him. And they, like men of the devil, bore witness against him before the people, saying, Naboth hath blasphemed God and the king. Wherefore they brought him forth without the city, and stoned him to death. 21:14. And they sent to Jezebel, saying, Naboth is stoned, and is dead. 21:15. And it came to pass, when Jezebel heard that Naboth was stoned, and dead, that she said to Achab, Arise, and take possession of the vineyard of Naboth, the Jezreelite, who would not agree with thee, and give it thee for money. For Naboth is not alive, but dead. 21:16. And when Achab heard this, to wit, that Naboth was dead, he arose, and went down into the vineyard of Naboth, the Jezreelite, to take possession of it. 21:17. And the word of the Lord came to Elias, the Thesbite, saying, 21:18. Arise, and go down to meet Achab, king of Israel, who is in Samaria. Behold, he is going down to the vineyard of Naboth, to take possession of it. 21:19. And thou shalt speak to him, saying, Thus saith the Lord, Thou hast slain, moreover also thou hast taken possession. And after these words thou shalt add, Thus saith the Lord, In this place, wherein the dogs have licked the blood of Naboth, they shall lick thy blood also. 21:20. And Achab said to Elias, Hast thou found me thy enemy? He said, I have found thee because thou art sold, to do evil in the sight of the Lord. Sold, to do evil in the sight, etc. That is, so addicted to evil, as if thou hadst sold thyself to the devil, to be his slave to work all kinds of evil. 21:21. Behold, I will bring evil upon thee, and I will cut down thy posterity, and I will kill of Achab him that pisseth against the wall, and him that is shut up, and the last in Israel. 21:22. And I will make thy house like the house of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, and like the house of Baasa the son of Ahiath. For what thou hast done to provoke me to anger, and for making Israel to sin. 21:23. and of Jezebel also, the Lord spoke, saying, The dogs shall eat Jezebel in the field of Jezreel. 21:24. If Achab die in the city, the dogs shall eat him. But if he die in the field, the birds of the air shall eat him. 21:25. Now, there was not such another as Achab, who was sold to do evil in the sight of the Lord. For his wife, Jezebel, set him on. 21:26. And he became abominable, insomuch that he followed the idols which the Amorites had made, whom the Lord destroyed before the face of the children of Israel. 21:27. And when Achab had heard these words, he rent his garments, and put hair cloth upon his flesh, and fasted, and slept in sackcloth, and walked with his head cast down. 21:28. And the word of the Lord came to Elias, the Thesbite, saying, 21:29. Hast thou not seen Achab humbled before me? Therefore, because he hath humbled himself, for my sake, I will not bring the evil in his days, but in his son's days will I bring the evil upon his house. 3 Kings chapter 22. Achab believing his false prophets, rather than Magias, is slain in Ramoth-Gilead. Ochosea succeedeth him. Good King Jehoshaphat dieth, and his son Joram succeedeth him. 22:1. And there passed 3 years without war between Syria and Israel. 22:2. And in the 3rd year, Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, came down to the king of Israel. 22:3. And the king of Israel said to his servants, Know ye not that Ramoth-Gilead is ours, and we neglect to take it out of the hand of the king of Syria? 22:4. And he said to Jehoshaphat, Wilt thou come with me to battle to Ramoth-Gilead? 22:5. And Jehoshaphat said to the king of Israel, As I am, so art thou. My people and thy people are one, and my horsemen are thy horsemen. And Jehoshaphat said to the king of Israel, Inquire, I beseech thee, this day the word of the Lord. 22:6. Then the king of Israel assembled the prophets, about 400 men, and he said to them, Shall I go to Ramoth-Gilead to fight, or shall I forbear? They answered, Go up, and the Lord will deliver it into the hand of the king. 22:7. And Jehoshaphat said, Is there not here some prophet of the Lord, that we may inquire by him? 22:8. And the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, There is one man left, by whom we may inquire of the Lord, Michias, the son of Jemla. But I hate him, for he doth not prophesy good to me, but evil. And Jehoshaphat said, Speak not so, O king. 22:9. Then the king of Israel called an eunuch, and said to him, Make haste, and bring hither Michias, the son of Jemla. 22:10. And the king of Israel, and Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, sat each on his throne, clothed with royal robes, in a court, by the entrance of the gate of Samaria, and all the prophets prophesied before them. 22:11. And Sedecias, the son of Chanaanah, made himself horns of iron, and said, Thus saith the Lord, With these shalt thou push Syria, till thou destroy it. 22:12. And all the prophets prophesied in like manner, saying, Go up to Ramoth-Gilead, and prosper, for the Lord will deliver it into the king's hands. 22:13. And the messenger that went to call Machias, spoke to him, saying, Behold the words of the prophets with one mouth declare good things to the king. Let thy word, therefore, be like to theirs, and speak that which is good. 22:14. But Machias said to him, As the Lord liveth, whatsoever the Lord shall say to me, that will I speak. 22:15. So he came to the king, and the king said to him, Michias, shall we go to Ramoth-Gilead to battle, or shall we forbear? He answered him, Go up, and prosper, and the Lord shall deliver it into the king's hands. Go up, etc. This was spoken ironically, and by way of jesting at the flattering speeches of the false prophets. And so the king understood it, as appears by his adjuring Michias, in the following verse, to tell him the truth in the name of the Lord. 22:16. But the king said to him, I adjure thee again and again, that thou tell me nothing but that which is true, in the name of the Lord. 22:17. And he said, I saw all Israel scattered upon the hills, like sheep that have no shepherd. And the Lord said, These have no master. Let every man of them return to his house in peace. 22:18. Then the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, Did I not tell thee, that he prophesieth no good to me, but always evil? 22:19. And he added and said, Hear thou, therefore, the word of thee, Lord, I saw the Lord sitting on his throne, and all the army of heaven standing by him on the right hand and on the left. 22:20. And the Lord said, Who shall deceive Achab, king of Israel, that he may go up and fall at Ramoth-Gilead? And one spoke words of this manner, and another otherwise. The Lord said, etc. God standeth not in need of any counselor. Nor are we to suppose that things pass in heaven in the manner here described. But this representation was made to the prophet, to be delivered by him in a manner adapted to the common ways and notions of men. 22:21. And there came forth a spirit, and stood before the Lord, and said, I will deceive him. And the Lord said to him, By what means? 22:22. And he said, I will go forth, and be a lying spirit, in the mouth of all his prophets. And the Lord said, Thou shalt deceive him, and shalt prevail. Go forth, and do so. Go forth, and do so. This was not a command, but a permission. For God never ordaineth lies, though he often permitteth a lying spirit to deceive those who love not the truth. 2 Thess. 2:10. And in this sense it is said in the following verse, The Lord hath given a lying spirit in the mouth of all thy prophets. 22:23. Now, therefore, behold, the Lord hath given a lying spirit in the mouth of all thy prophets that are here, and the Lord hath spoken evil against thee. 22:24. And said Esaias, the son of Chanaanah, came, and struck Micaiah on the cheek, and said, Hath then the spirit of the Lord left me, and spoken to thee? 22:25. And Micaiah said, Thou shalt see in the day when thou shalt go into a chamber within a chamber to hide thyself. Go into a chamber, etc. This happened when he heard the king was slain, and justly apprehended that he should be punished for his false prophecy. 22:26. And the king of Israel said, Take Micaiah and let him abide with Ammon, the governor of the city, and with Joes, the son of Amalash. 22:27. And tell them, Thus saith the king, Put this man in prison, and feed him with bread of affliction, and water of distress till I return in peace. 22:28. And Micaiah said, If thou return in peace, the Lord hath not spoken by me. And he said, Hear, all ye people. 22:29. So the king of Israel, and Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, went up to Ramoth-Gilead. 22:30. And the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, Take thy armor, and go into the battle, and put on thy own garments. But the king of Israel changed his dress, and went into the battle. 22:31. And the king of Syria had commanded the 32 captains of the chariots, saying, You shall not fight against any, small or great, but against the king of Israel only. 22:32. So when the captains of the chariots saw Jehoshaphat, they suspected that he was the king of Israel, and making a violent assault, they fought against him. And Jehoshaphat cried out. 22:33. And the captains of the chariots perceived that he was not the king of Israel, and they turned away from him. 22:34. And a certain man bent his bow, shooting at a venture, and chanced to strike the king of Israel, between the lungs and the stomach. But he said to the driver of his chariot, Turn thy hand, and carry me out of the army, for I am grievously wounded. 22:35. And the battle was fought that day, and the king of Israel stood in his chariot against the Syrians, and he died in the evening. And the blood ran out of the wound into the midst of the chariot. 22:36. And the herald proclaimed through all the army, before the sun set, saying, Let every man return to his own city, and to his own country. 22:37. And the king died, and was carried into Samaria, and they buried the king in Samaria. 22:38. And they washed his chariot in the pool of Samaria, and the dogs licked up his blood, and they washed the reins according to the word of the Lord which he had spoken. 22:39. But the rest of the acts of Achab, and all that he did, and the house of ivory that he made, and all the cities that he built, are they not written in the book of the words of the days of the kings of Israel? 22:40. So Achab slept with his fathers, and Ochozias, his son, reigned in his stead. 22:41. But Jehoshaphat, the son of Asa, began to reign over Judah, in the fourth year of Achab, king of Israel. 22:42. He was 35 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 25 years in Jerusalem. The name of his mother was Azubah, the daughter of Salai. 22:43. And he walked in all the way of Asa, his father, and he declined not from it, and he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. 22:44. Nevertheless, He took not away the high places, for as yet the people offered sacrifice and burnt incense in the high places. He took not away, etc. He left some of the high places, viz., those in which they worship the true God, but took away all others, to par. 17.6, and note verse 14 of chap. 15 3 Kings. 22:45. And Jehoshaphat had peace with the king of Israel. 22:46. But the rest of the acts of Jehoshaphat, and his works which he did, and his battles, are they not written in the book of the words of the days of the kings of Judah? 22:47. And the remnant also of the effeminate, who remained in the days of Asa, his father, he took out of the land. 22:48. And there was then no king appointed in Edom. 22:49. But King Jehoshaphat made navies on the sea, to sail into Ophir for gold. But they could not go, for the ships were broken in Esion-Geber. 22:50. Then Ochozias, the son of Achab, said to Jehoshaphat, Let my servants go with thy servants in the ships. And Jehoshaphat would not. He had been reprehended before for admitting such a partner, and therefore would have no more to do with him. 22:51. And Jehoshaphat slept with his fathers, and was buried with them in the city of David, his father. And Joram, his son, reigned in his stead. 22:52. And Ochozias, the son of Achab, began to reign over Israel, in Samaria, in the 17th year of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, and he reigned over Israel 2 years. 22:53. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord, and walked in the way of his father and his mother, and in the way of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin. 22:54. He served also Baal, and worshipped him, and provoked the Lord, the God of Israel, according to all that his father had done.